going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. One day away from the first round of the NFL draft. Terry Fontenot's met with the media, so tons to talk about over the next 3 hours. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Thank God. Oh, can we help get this over with?
We're getting there.
Can we get to Sunday? I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, but no, it is a fun time of year. Obviously, you know, we talk, you know, I keep forgetting this in Green Bay until I see everybody doing their hits from Lambeau Field and everything. So I'm really anxious to see that.
You know, they've had a draft in Wisconsin before?
No.
In 1940.
Really?
Yeah. The 1940 NFL draft was also in the state of Wisconsin. It's a great question.
Who's number one pick in the 1940?
Rock Nutney or something.
But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Interested to see where all these teams, where all these young men are going as far as, you know, because and we'll have Emory Hunter. I'm anxious to get his opinion on it. It's, you know, it's three blue-chip athletes in this draft, and the rest is a whole bunch of good players.
Yeah.
And so they're talking about rounds two, three, four being stacked with guys who were potential. A lot of them have day one starter written all over them, everything. So, yeah, that's going to be always fun. We know the quarterback situation. They always get pushed up, as we mentioned on Monday. This class probably won't push up quarterbacks.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it
will. I mean, sorry, push other players back because the quarterbacks are being pushed up. So
feels like more as you get closer to it, and who knows? I mean, it's all about misleading people now. The closer you get into it, it seems like you could get all the way into the 20s before the second quarterback is taken.
Yeah.
With Pittsburgh maybe being able to stay at 21 and get Shedeur Sanders if that's who they covet.
Right.
And then the Giants or maybe somebody else coming back into the first round in the late 20s or 30s or whatever to get Jackson Dart or whoever it is they might want.
Right.
But, yeah, no, it's a totally different year. I mean, and that's one of the things Terry Fontenot talked about this morning was last year you had six quarterbacks taken in the top 12, right? I mean, that changes everything if you're behind them and you don't need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, that's great. There wasn't the first defensive player taken last year until 15.
Yep.
If that happened this year,
because you could
you'd get whatever defensive player you wanted, and you'd be the Falcons.
Yeah.
You could have Abdul Carter right there, but obviously that's not going to happen. But, yeah, no, it's, you know, every year is different, which is why the Falcons did what they did last year. And, you know, as crazy of a road as it's been to get here, thankfully they did that, you know? Like, it would be a real bad situation right now if we're dealing with this Kirk Cousins stuff without Michael Penix, you know?
Yep.
We'd be talking about Jackson Dart.
No.
Or Shedeur Sanders. Or whatever.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we'd be talking about.
Man.
That'd be kind of fun. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a good thing they got that out of the way and they can deal with their other issues.
Yeah, this is the first time, I don't know when, since when, that all 32 teams have their original first-round slots.
We haven't gotten this close to the draft since 1993 that someone hasn't made a move.
Wow.
Whether it's for a player for draft picks or draft teams swapping picks or whatever. I think that was the Joe Montana trade like a couple days before the draft in 93. In this era, because like free agency as we know it didn't really start and like the salary cap and everything, just the way the structure of the league works the way that it is now is mid-90s.
Right.
So in this era of the NFL, hadn't been this long before somebody did something, which tells you what? everybody's waiting until tonight, tomorrow to do it, or no one's going to do anything at all.
Well, I think it's one of those, it's probably when you view it from a draft strategy is like we can just sit here and get a good player. Now, we're not going to get one of those top guys, but we'll still, and I'm pretty sure when you look at draft boards, this draft, a lot of guys aren't outside of the three guys probably people look at as far as, you know, Travis, Abdul, and Ashton. They're everybody's kind of, you know, you won't feel bad about the player you picked there unless you have some, like, if the Falcons take Ty Warren or something like that, or you know, or something like that.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Or
that's got to be one of those things, too, like, because we've talked a little bit about, just to give some credence to that for a second, right? If they were to take an offensive tackle, then you got to trade Caleb McGarry and get assets.
That's just my thought process.
If you took Tyler Warren, you'd have to trade Kyle Pitts to get assets, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what, kind of the same idea.
He's absolutely correct. So, I mean, that might not be anything that Terry's thinking about. It might not be his thought process. Yeah. That's just something I threw out there.
Right.
Because I look at it from a standpoint of security of your job. You don't have time to groom players. You got to have instant guys. And then you can earn the right to be able to pick a guy that you can groom or wait on or something like that. But right now, y'all just ain't there because of what happened past season, the previous season.
The previous four seasons since you've been the GM. The previous seven seasons since the last time they made the playoffs.
Yeah, man.
Like, you know, all of the baggage is not everyone's baggage, right?
Yeah.
But it's the franchise baggage, and it certainly seems to be Arthur Blank has at least some sense of urgency about it, I would imagine. So it kind of is.
Yeah.
Like, Raheem hasn't missed the playoffs 7 years in a row.
Right.
The Falcons have.
Correct.
He missed the playoffs once. Terry hasn't missed the playoffs 7 years in a row. The Falcons have.
Right.
He's missed the playoffs 4 years in a row, has never had a winning season. But they work for the Falcons.
That's it.
And the Falcons haven't made the playoffs since 2017. So that baggage and that urgency and whatever you want to call it, desperation maybe, it's yours.
Yep.
Like, you got to wear it. You're a part of it, so that means you don't have time to be doing all that. You got to get a guy who starts day
right
one,
now,
day two, all of that.
And Andy, like, one of his quotes he said, we have to take an impact player. You don't take an immediate impact rotational tackle. You know what I mean? You don't take that. You go and get you a guy that you're going to pencil in as your day one starter at whatever position you're going to get him at this 15 spot. Or if it's at 15, or is that 21, or if it's, hell, if it's at 12. Wherever you take this guy, you got to get a guy. He has to be your day one starter, in my opinion. Now, they view it differently. I know we view edge rushes differently because of the rotation and all those different things. And you got some veterans like Evan Cady. You go out and get Leonard Floyd. So could he be your third end or something like that, rotating in, playing a lot of plays? Yeah, that could possibly happen. But, no, you got to find a guy that ain't going to be running second team in the season. And then if somebody goes down, he comes, oh, here comes the first-round pick, so-and-so. No, he's got to be in there. He's got to be affecting the outcome of games. And he ain't doing that by getting the defense ready on scout team playing tackle.
No.
Okay?
No. You also don't have the level of draft capital that you'd want.
Right.
In a year where you have as many holes on your roster. So that puts an even more of an emphasis on that first and second round draft pick, assuming you don't trade back. Even if you do, there's still a huge emphasis on it because you have holes and you need to address them. One name that we haven't spent a lot of time talking about yet, and we'll have Emory Hunt on at 1:20 today, because we've spent so much of our time focusing on edge rushers, some interior defensive linemen, maybe a corner, because there's been some mock drafts with corners, maybe an offensive tackle, because they spent some time working those guys out, is Jahad Campbell out of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's a linebacker. He's not an outside linebacker. Because, you know, sometimes people list it as linebackers now, but that means they rush the passer. Mm-hmm. That's not what he is.
No, he's off the ball.
He's a traditional, he's a traditional linebacker. He's awesome. He's really, really good.
Yes, he is.
That's not something we've spent much time at all talking about in this draft process,
right. But
I've seen his name. I saw Peter Schrager had him in his final mock draft today, and I've seen his name floating around there a little bit for the Falcons. So I want to get Emery's thoughts on him, but that's just another avenue that they could travel down if they wanted to tomorrow.
He's a good damn player.
Very good player.
A day one starter. Now, the difference between him and Jalen Walker is, I think right now, he may be a better off-the-ball player than Jalen. But Jalen adds the pass rush aspect to his game. That's why he's going to be drafted.
Yeah, Jalen's probably more versatile.
Yeah, that's why he's going to be drafted higher
and
everything like that. But, I mean, he's a defensive impact player. We do know that. And they need as many as they possibly can. I think they have one, but he just can't stay on the damn field.
Yeah, that's exactly who I was thinking about when I saw the Jahad Campbell mock.
He just can't stay on the damn field.
What does that mean for Troy Anderson?
Yeah, he just can't stay on the damn field.
But you need a plan, right? Like, it would be great if Troy Anderson could start and play 17 games and, you know, live up to the flashes you've seen, like last year in the New Orleans game, but he just hadn't been able to.
Yeah.
So having a I don't know. I don't know if you call it insurance or whatever. Again, they both need to play.
Yes.
So if you draft Jahad Campbell in the first round, that guy's got to be on the field game one.
Yes,
he play got, one and play the whole. If he's, you know, not play
your green,
whole year.
If he's not your green dot guy, some don't take him.
Right.
You know, but I mean, it's going to be a lot of players right there that can come in and help this team. And I think it's just all about, you know, fit, comfort. We've talked about red flags, whatever you want to get to it. It's almost time. Line season almost over, because eventually with the 15th pick, it's going to be, or the 21st or wherever, it's coming up soon. And it's coming up quick, fast, in a hurry. Now, I don't know if their board is set. I would think they got some names around where 15 could be, but you just never know.
What he said was that it is. But things can change.
Things can change. That's exactly what he said. Exactly, yeah. Because a guy can – Cleveland Farrell, I bet didn't nobody have Cleveland Farrell going for but the damn Raiders.
Yeah,
everybody was like, huh?
Yeah, the Raiders board was set.
They were like, huh?
And then whoever drafted fifth that
year
was
Brian Burns?
Wait a minute, this guy's here?
Whoa.
All right, great. We'll take him.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, so that –
Yeah, your board is your board. But what happens before you cannot predict.
And that is going to happen. That always happens. I think New England's at that spot where do they want to take one of the tackles? Is there a tackle worthy of being number four? Well, if he's worthy of seven at four.
I've seen it. The kid out of LSU. Yeah, I've seen mocking him at four.
You got to protect your young quarterback. And his we talked to, I forgot who we talked to, about the arm length thing, this new arm length thing.
I think it was Cosell.
It was Cosell.
Was it? I think it was.
Yeah, but his arm length thing was a big thing. You remember that? From the combine to his pro day, his arm length. Oh, can he block him?
It's like he's got like the shortest arms of the offensive tackle that would be drafted in the top 10 maybe.
Yeah. All right. But always, like I said, quarterback looks like Cam Ward's going to be the number one pick.
Yeah, that looks like
that looks like they're
walk that one to the podium right now.
Cleveland's
the way Cam was talking on that podcast or whatever it was, that video game. Last week.
Oh yeah. Calvin Ridley.
He made his Mount Rushmore Traylon receivers. Burke. And Traylon Burke and Calvin Ridley were on it. I think he told us that he was getting drafted.
Back. Yeah, man. But there's other, you know, the running backs. I mean, when did the last time we had a running back drafted? Oh, Saquon. Zeke was drafted number four overall, so just people jump up for running back. Jacksonville, I think Jacksonville, people looking at Jacksonville like, well, the safe pick right there is Mason.
Right.
But,
you know. Gene T's tantalizing.
Yeah, man.
He's a very talented player. He can do a lot of different things.
A lot of fun.
It would be real, and they have that, you know, quote, unquote, we'll see. He's never been a head coach before, so I'll reserve judgment until he does it for a couple of years. But an offensive guru head coach, Liam Cohen. Don't know how to say Duval, but but apparently he's a genius.
Yeah.
But everybody's a genius.
There he is.
Everybody's a genius until they put on that headset. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and stuff is going fast.
Most people aren't, you know, which is fine. You don't have to be a genius.
All that stuff is going fast. But, Braves got a noon game today, Andy. And, you know, one of my favorite quotable athletes is Conor McGregor.
Oh, right? Okay.
And Conor, I remember that clip where Conor McGregor was like, who that? Blank is this guy. That's how I was yesterday when I looked up and whoever went out there to pitch for the Braves yesterday.
Well, I mean,
like, who the hell is this guy?
We had Blewett to start.
I know.
Scott Blewett. And he actually didn't. He pitched really well.
We knew him. I know him. I know Bummer. I'm talking about the mother cats. Yeah, I was like, who the hell is this guy?
Well, you did have one guy literally making his major league debut at the end of the game. No one had ever seen him before.
Who the hell is this guy? Who's this guy that can't get nobody out?
Yeah.
You know? Yep. I was like, oh, my God. I think they're hitting the ball really, really well. So you mean to tell me that she's going to throw a guy that just you know what? He needs on-the-job training. Like, y'all ain't that good. On-the-job training.
Well, the frustrating thing for me was, I mean, you got actually really good innings out of Scott Blewett to start the game. And then Aaron Bummer came in and was even better.
Yes.
He was really solid.
Yes.
So you got into the sixth inning solid.
Yes.
Like, you were doing a good job
three
in a bullpen
innings,
game.
Andy.
And then guys that you're actually going to count on in Montero and Lee and De Los Santos that are going to be in your bullpen came in and were terrible.
And I kept saying, who
they were terrible.
Guys? I'm not realizing that they are going to be a part of this going
Dylan
forward.
Dylan Lee started a World Series game a couple years ago.
I kept saying, like, who the hell is this guy? This guy must be a first-time pitcher or something. Like,
no.
Who's this guy?
No.
Like,
no. Those guys are your guys.
Are you serious?
Those guys are your guys.
You're going to make some moves, man. Well, let's bring some starters up.
They did make a move.
I know.
Jesse Chavez. Again.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come on, man.
It's not even Cinco de Mayo.
I thought Jesse was gone.
And Jesse has been signed twice by the Braves.
I thought Jesse was gone.
Jesse's never gone.
Jesse's never leaving. Jesse's kids go to
that park. That Cinco de Mayo thing with Jesse had nothing to do with each other either. That was just a date on the calendar.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Jesse, so leave me alone.
Yeah, Jesse's kids probably go to Parkview. They'll never have to leave school.
Yeah.
Daddy would be right back.
Oh, man, we have to move? No, you don't.
Yeah, you know.
I'll be back.
Enjoy it. I'll be back. Give me a couple months, baby.
They really did sign Jesse Chavez today.
I know.
It's not a joke.
That's all right.
They really did that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the show on a hump day. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.